This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
This Saturday, thousands of high school students around the country will sit for the brand new SAT. The nonprofit College Board has revamped the test to try to make it better at predicting readiness for college. Also, the SAT people are trying to compete with the folks who do the rival ACT. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
The new SAT is supposed to reflect what students are actually learning in high school. They'll be tested on how well they use evidence to support their answers. Math questions will be more straightforward. And gone are those obscure vocabulary words like lachrymose and abstemious, replaced by relevant words used in context.
These are words that you will actually see when you go to college or that you will use in your working life.
That's Saul Khan speaking in an online tutorial about the new SAT. And that's another change. Students can access free test prep through a partnership between the College Board and Khan Academy. Adam Ingersoll with Compass Education Group says that hasn't hurt his paid tutoring business.
Every single time the College Board has made significant changes to their test, the 1 to 2 years following, the test prep industry hits all-time highs.
Ingersoll himself won't be getting a glimpse of the new test this Saturday, as he'd hoped. This week, the College Board informed non-students who'd registered for the test they'll have to wait till May, citing security concerns. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.